Good. Now I want to see your signs. I want to see what you're thankful for. Can you hold those up? Awesome. Wow, we got one with Christmas lights going on it. That bad boy's battery operated. Those are great. So here's how we're going to do this. When we say, give thanks, that's your cue to hold up your sign. Okay? When can you hold up your sign? Good job. Let's practice. Give thanks. Good job. We got another one with Christmas lights. This is a lot of fun. Now, before we open up, I did have a special request. There's a birthday here, and you know how holidays go. Sometimes when you have your birthdays around holidays, you don't really get a lot going on. Sometimes that happens. So we're going to sing happy birthday. Tom asked me to sing happy birthday for his daughter. We're going to do that. But anybody else have a birthday today? Anybody else have a birthday today? Okay, are you ready? We're going to sing together. It's a little bit of a different song. Are you ready? Here we go. Happy, happy birthday. This is a very short song. Happy birthday. Give thanks. There we go. All right. Let's open in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you that, Lord, your word says that the one who has a quiver full of children is blessed by you. And to be able to be here with our kids celebrating Jesus is really a wonderful thing. We thank you for it. We want to pour out our hearts to you. Even as David danced before you in joy, we want to dance. We want to pour our heart into worship. And we give you this time now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's all stand together. We're going to continue that give thanks command to you guys throughout the worship set. So be prepared to raise those banners. Amen.
Give thanks to the Lord.
That was your test.
God and King. His love endures forever. For his glory is above all things. His love endures forever. And an outstretched arm, his love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing setting sun, his love endures forever, and by the grace of God, we'll carry on, his love endures forever, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, forever.
Faithful, forever God is strong, forever. Now listen, we want you guys to think of the top three things that you're most thankful for, okay? We're going to give you opportunities to shout one at a time. So right before this song starts, we're going to count to three. And at the count of three, everyone's going to shout the one thing that they're most thankful for. And then as the set goes on, we'll give you another opportunity to say numbers two and number three. Does that make sense? Yeah. Let's try it. One, two, three.
Patiently upon the Lord, and He inclined and heard my cry. He pulled me up out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock, 'cause He gave me beauty for ashes and joy for my mourning and praise for heaviness. Put a new song in my mouth and a crown upon my head. He gave me life forevermore. 'Cause You are so good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me, Jesus. You are so good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good. So, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me, Jesus. You are so good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me. So good, so, so good to me, Jesus. Yes, He picked me up and He turned me around. Placed my feet on the solid ground. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, He picked me up and He turned me around, and He placed my feet on the solid ground. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, He picked me up and He turned me around, and He placed my feet on the solid ground. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, He picked me up and He turned me around, and He placed my feet on the solid ground. Hallelujah.
So here's your second chance to shout the number two thing you are most grateful for. Are you ready? Ready? Drum roll, drum roll. One, two, three. There he is. There we go.
Thank you.
Amen. All right, the last thing, the number three thing. Are you ready for it? Are you ready? Is it in your mind? Yeah? Go like this. It's in your mind. Go like this. Put your hand. There. It's in there. All right. One, two, three. Amen. And here's another one. You may be seated. There's a little joke there. And we'll direct your attention to the screens.
I think it's time for a story. What do you think? Oh, I'm Miss Jess, and I'm going to read you a story today, but I need some kids. I need some kids up here. So if you would like to come up and maybe sit kind of in the front or kind of come up to the steps and snuggle up next to some flowers, and if parents, you want to come with your kiddos, go for it. So just on the steps. Not on the stage, but on the steps would be fantastic. And I really need your help. Hi, Joseph. Great. Oh, this is fantastic. All right. So you've got your banners, right? So every time we say, give thanks. Raise them up. Oh, come on. You can do better than that. Woo, give thanks. Nice. Ooh, those are good-looking banners. All right. So let's say, thank you, God. Make a lot of noise. Come on, make a lot of noise. Okay. All right, when I do the jingle bells, that's your cue to look back at me, okay? So let's make a lot of noise, and when you hear the jingle bells, you're gonna be like, super quiet, all right? So let's make some noise. Woo! Woo! Thank you, God! All right, excellent. You guys are pros at this. Okay, so at first I want to start by saying I'm Miss Jess. That's my name, Miss Jess. I don't know if I told you that. And I first wanted to tell you a Bible verse. So go ahead and touch your head. Touch your head like this. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I want you to think about God. Think about God. He's so awesome and he loves you so much. Do you think God ever thinks about you? Yes, in fact, one of my favorite Bible verses is in Psalm 139, 17 through 18. And it says, "How precious are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them." So make your hands really big. Parents too, come on. "How great is the sum of them." And then get really tiny. Little bitty. "If I would count them." If we count God's thoughts towards us, do you think they're going to be like this big? God thinks about us only this many times? Of course, Dylan, they're like this big, right? Yeah, they're like this big. "If we could count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you." Oh, yes. Well, what's a good story without a fire, right? But where... Hey, where's my hot cocoa? Where's my hot cocoa? Hot chocolate, right? Okay. So have any of you ever been to the beach? Have you been and have you ever picked up the sand? Right? Are there just like two pieces of sand on the beach? Do you think you could count all the sand on the beach?
No,
because God thinks about you more than the sand on the sea. Is that a lot? That is a lot. So think about God. He thinks about you a lot. Okay? All right. The story I want to share with you today is about how God made you and how God wants to use you to do big things, even if you're really little. Okay, so be really little. God can use you to, you can do really big things, okay? So it's a story called The Big Red Tractor, okay? And The Little Village, The Little Village. So every time you hear the word big, you're gonna get big, okay? So The Big Red Tractor, get big. And The Little Village. The Little Village. Very nice. All right, listen up. Once upon a time, in a happy little village, a big red tractor lived in a cozy little shed. Very good. Each year, when the snow began to melt, the villagers knew it was time to plow their fields, so every morning they'd go out to the little shed, to the little shed, and wake up the big red tractor. Very good. They loved the powerful putt-putt kaboom. Can you say that with me? Putt-putt kaboom, putt-putt kaboom. Very good. And they cheered because the big red tractor helped them with their hardest job, plowing the fields. Everyone worked together to move the big red tractor through the field. Half the villagers pushed him and the other half pulled him. Now, wait a minute. When you get in a car, do you have to push your car?
No.
Do you have to put a string around your car and pull it?
No.
What were they thinking? What were they thinking? Okay, so they pushed and they pulled him, but he smiled tearfully. The tractor glad to help, even though they never seem to move him very far. It would be hard to push and pull a tractor. Do tractors usually move on their own?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can turn them on and move them on their own. But the villagers worked very hard, and they always finished plowing the field just in time to plant delicious vegetables and sweet fruit to make pumpkin pies. Oh, yeah. Just in time before the rain came. Can you make rain with me? So the rain fell and watered the field. Now make the sun shine. The sun came out and made the seeds grow. And finally, the villagers gathered all the food into baskets. Everyone celebrated. Everyone shared. There was just enough food to feed the whole village. What a beautiful thing. But the story's not done yet. Then one cold day. Was it cold this morning when you woke up? Something amazing happened. Farmer Dave was cleaning out his attic and discovered a book tucked inside an old chest. It explained how the big red tractor had been made, and it showed powerful things no one else knew he could do. That is called an owner's manual. Farmer Dave stayed up all night reading the book. He couldn't wait to tell everyone what he discovered. What did he discover?
He discovered that the tractor
could move on its own. Yes! The next morning, Farmer Dave gathered the villagers to tell them the good news. The big red tractor can move on his own. If we fix him, he could plow the entire field in one day. Do you think people believed him?
No.
Nobody believed him. There's no way a tractor could move on its own, they said. That sounds like a fairy tale story. They laughed at him and went back to their work. How do you think that made Farmer Dave feel?
Sad.
Can you make a sad face? It's hard when you're so happy for Thanksgiving, but try. Sad faces. Oh, so sad. Oh, poor sad kids on Thanksgiving. But Farmer Dave didn't stop believing. Mm-mm. Every night, while the villagers were asleep, Farmer Dave stayed up late. So everyone is asleep, but Farmer Dave's not asleep. He stayed up late fixing the big red tractor. Finally, after many nights, Farmer Dave was done. He jumped on the big red tractor and turned him on. Say it with me. Putt-putt, kaboom. Putt-putt, kaboom. Putt-putt, kaboom. Putt-putt, kaboom. He jumped in the driver's seat and had so much fun that he plowed the whole field in
one
night. One night. And nighttime while everyone was sleeping. The next morning, the villagers woke up to a huge surprise. Their work was all done for them. They wouldn't have to spend many weeks pushing and pulling the big red tractor over the fields of dirt. It's a miracle! Who did this for us? Look over there! Who was it? Who was it over there? It was Farmer Dave! He was sleeping on the big red tractor! The people shouted happily. Farmer Dave was right. The tractor book is true. The tractor book is true. All right, listen up, boys and girls. All right. That year, the villagers plowed and harvested many fields. They didn't harvest one field, not two fields, many fields. They had so much extra food that they just ate it all and got sick. No, they had so much extra food that they were able to share it with other people in villages who needed it. When they visited other villages, Farmer Dave and the big red tractor always took the book with them so they could teach others the wonderful news they'd learned. Little village feeds thousands. It wouldn't have been possible without the owner's manual. The little village kept sharing, and the villagers became known as the most generous people in the world. Okay, here's the big part. Put your hand over your lips. Put your listening ears on. This is really important. Did you know, moms and dads, boys and girls, grandmas and grandpas, nieces and nephews, aunts and uncles, did you know that you are like the big red tractor? I'm like the big red tractor. God made you, and He knows just how you work best. In fact, He wrote a book full of truth that you can read to tell you how to live. Do you have any Bibles? Yeah. God wrote this book to tell you how you work best, how to live and how to love Him, how to know Him forever. The Bible tells us that if we try to do things on our own, we won't accomplish much. But if we trust in Jesus, God gives us His Holy Spirit. So we'll have new power, the power to love others and tell them about God. Did you know that when you ask Jesus to be in your life, you can have the Holy Spirit in your life? God's Spirit? God made us to be a blessing to others. Through the Spirit, we can do great things, make great big errands. We can do great things just like Jesus. Okay, here's the Bible verse. Are you ready for it? Repeat after me. Acts 1:8. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will receive power. Let me see your muscles. Do you think God's muscles are bigger? He's the biggest. All right, let's pray. Lift your hands in the air. Wiggle them this way. Wiggle them that way. And clap. Okay, let's talk to Jesus. Let's talk to God. Dear Heavenly Father, we love You so much. Thank You that You made us, that You know us. Lord, we want to love You and live our lives for You. We ask for Your Holy Spirit to help us. And we love You. We thank You for a wonderful Thanksgiving with our families. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Thank you very much. We're going to have a greeting time now. So if you want to go ahead and greet the people around you and go back with your families, that would be great. Thank you so much, boys and girls.
Give thanks. Let's try that again. Give thanks. Awesome. This morning I woke up and I was thinking about one thing. The Bible talks about something called the Lamb's Book of Life. And because of Jesus and what He's done for us, nothing that I've earned, nothing that I've accomplished, simply by believing in Him, by faith in Him, the Bible says, grace through faith, that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And it's the same for all of us. If we trust Jesus with our lives, our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And hey, we're all going to go back to our homes. We're going to have a great Thanksgiving meal. We're going to spend some time together with ones that we love. But check this out. There's a family reunion coming in heaven, and that's going to be a whole lot better. And Jesus describes it as a feast. We're excited about that. I want to do something called a responsive reading with you. This is something that they did in ancient Jewish times. There's a psalm that was written, and it's a responsive psalm. What's going to happen? I'm going to read a sentence, and you're going to say something back. And I'm going to tell you what you're going to say right back. It's really simple. His mercy endures forever. You got that? Let's practice it together. His mercy endures forever. Good. I want to hear the kids now. Are you ready, kids? Can you read it out loud? Can you yell it out loud? Ready? His mercy endures forever. Awesome. Here it goes. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. To him alone who does great wonders. To him who by wisdom made the heavens. To him who laid out the earth above the waters. To him who made great lights. The sun to rule by day. The moon and stars to rule by night. To him who struck Egypt in their firstborn and brought Israel from among them with a strong hand and with an outstretched arm. To him who divided the Red Sea in two and made Israel pass through the midst of it. But overthrew Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea. To him who led his people through the wilderness. To him who struck down great kings. And slew famous kings. Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan. And gave their land as a heritage to Israel, his servant, who remembered us in our lowly state and rescued us from our enemies, who gives food to all flesh. Oh, give thanks to the God of heaven. What are you guys thinking about now? His mercy endures forever. Isn't that great news? He loves us. His mercy endures. And now we're going to do a little worship kids style. So here's how it works. Kids, you can drag your parents back down, and we're going to get down as we worship Jesus. So our kids worship team is going to come on out. Come on out, kids worship team. This is your cue. They're awesome, by the way. We might just have to have a dance-off after this. All right. Here you go, guys.
Come on, clap your hands. Here we go. That's it. Yeah, we're all in this together and we're having fun. We're here to spread the love of God to everyone. Gonna get a little crazy, yeah, a little wild. Here we go now, come give it a try. Move it to the left now. Together.
Now you guys know what's expected of you every weekend, okay? Can you do it? Can you do it? Hey, go ahead and have a seat. Kids, you can go back to your parents and you can teach them how to do that later. We've got another video to show you, so go ahead and direct your attention to the screens.
I'm thankful for this wonderful family I was blessed with.
I'm thankful for my family.
I thank you for my mom and dad.
I'm thankful for my family and my marriage.
I'm thankful for God, most definitely. And I'm thankful for technology that we can keep in contact with people and family that are far away, that they don't seem so far away anymore. And I'm definitely thankful for this church.
I'm thankful for my friends and family.
I'm thankful for all the blessings that God gave us.
I'm thankful for the Lord is with us today here. Me too.
I'm thankful for my family, of course, and my awesome friends, and for life, basically, because God gave me life, and I know that I can do something for Him in my life.
I'm thankful for family, Jesus, and food.
We're thankful for God's provision and timing.
I'm thankful for having God in my life.
I'm thankful for a Christ-centered school where I can feel safe sending my daughter, that she can excel both in school and in her relationship with Jesus.
I'm thankful for my relationship with Jesus Christ.
I'm thankful for Jesus.
And I am also very thankful for my family and their health, my beautiful children, and the faith that God gives me to endure each day.
The Sanchez family.
We are the Medina family.
We're the Gallegos, and we're thankful for Jesus.
Happy Thanksgiving. I want to say thank
you. All right, I think some of those boys that were up here might have a job in show business in the future. What do you think? Pretty amazing. I was going to come up and do the whole thing with them. I was ready. But my daughter wouldn't let me do it. She was just saying, stop, stop. All right, before I have a little message for you guys, but before we do that, we have a baby dedication today. So Jessica, Adam, Emma, come on up. Or Jessica and Adam, come on up. This, if you don't know, is my daughter, my son-in-law, my granddaughter, and my grandson who we are dedicating today. We have extended family in town for Thanksgiving, and so we thought, while they're here, let's do it. First is going to see whether or not Chunk will come to me. So, here we go. Come here, buddy. Come here. There we go. Oh, look. Look at everybody out here. Look out here. Look out there. Oh, look at everybody. Isn't that amazing? And there's food afterwards. All right, let's pray for him. Father, first of all, we thank you for this home. We thank you that you've put Emma and Evan into their lives. We thank you that you give them wisdom and insight into exactly what they need. And we pray that you would do so even more. And Lord, that as Evan grows, that he would love you, know you, walk with you, be with you. And Father, we join together with Adam and Jessica, bringing him here today, putting him in your arms, knowing there's no safer place for our children to be than in your arms. And we pray, Lord, that your plan for his life would unfold. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right. Bless you guys. Hey, buddy. All right. Pray with me, would you? Father, we want to thank you as we gather here today. We thank you for the work of your Spirit in our lives, and we pray that you would bless the remainder of our time together. No matter what we're going through, we want to say thank you for all you have done. And we thank you for this. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I have just a few verses that I want to cover with you guys quickly today. You remember that Jesus said, I'm coming back for you.
He told his disciples, I'm going away, but if I go away, I will come back to you and I will take you to be with me. Well, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, he's talking about that promise that Jesus is going to come back for us and how we are supposed to live while Jesus is waiting, while we're waiting for Jesus to return. And so in verse 18, it says this, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. This means that no matter what your life is going through, and I've got to imagine that this has been a tough year for me. The legs were taken out from under me at the end of last year, and this year has been difficult, but I am thankful for so much in my life. I'm thankful that God is moving in the midst of my home and family. I'm thankful that heaven remains constant. And that no matter what happens, whether we live or die, whether we wake or sleep, as the scriptures say, that God is on the throne and that he is doing a wondrous work in our lives. I want to tell you guys a story. There was a school, and they had a particular class, and this class didn't keep their desks clean. Now I know all of you kids that are in here, you guys keep your desk really clean, don't you? But this class didn't. Have you guys ever seen a messy desk? Come on. Really messy desk? I'm sure you have. If not, look at your own sometime. No, not you guys. You have a clean desk. Well, when the principal came in, he looked at the desk and he was so upset at how the desks looked that he stood in front of the class and said, you guys need to keep your desks clean. And then he took out a bunch of $20 bills. And he said, if you guys keep your desk clean, I'll give you a $20 bill, but you don't know what day in the school year I'm gonna come back. I might come back in a couple of weeks. I might come back at the end of the school year. I might come back in the morning. I might come back in the night. I might come back on a rainy day. I might come back on a sunny day. I might come back when you're happy, or I might come back when you're sad. But I am gonna return. And when I do, if your desk is clean, if your desk is neat, I'm gonna give everyone in this room $20. Well, he gave the teacher $20 for her to show the kids every Monday, to hold it up and say, remember, the principal's coming back. Keep your desks clean. Well, the first week, everybody in the room kept their desks clean. Can't you imagine that? They had the erasers in line. They had the pencils all straightened out. They had their books all in order. At the end of the first week, though, some of the kids started to say, he hasn't come back yet. And I don't think he's going to come back. Just a few of them. It was only five or six of the kids out of the whole room who began to say, the principal's not going to come back. And one of them said, my dad told me that the principal's not going to give everybody in here $20. That the principal doesn't have enough money. And that it's not going to happen no matter what you do. So another five or six kids stopped cleaning their desk. And then a month went by. And another month went by, and some of them, even though they believed that the principal was going to show up at one time, they let their desk get messy. And the whole year went by, and it was the day before the end of school. And after they'd come in, after recess, they walked in, and who was at the front of the room? The principal. And they all ran in. And they ran up to their desks and they started cleaning it up. But the principal ran over to his desk and banged on it. Couldn't find anything else to bang on. And banged on his desk and said, no, it's too late. Stand by your desk. So all of the kids stood by their desk. And here came the principal. In his hand was a bunch of $20 bills. He walked by the desk of the kid whose dad had told him that the principal wouldn't give him the money, and he just put his head down. He walked by the desk of kids with messy desks, and the kids were trying to reach over and straighten them up while the principal was coming down their row. He just shook his head and walked by their desk. But he came to one little girl, She was the smallest girl in her classroom. And for the whole year, the kids had been making fun of her. She had kept her desk clean. She had kept her pencils in the right place. She had kept her books and papers properly put. But all of the kids would say, "He's not going to give you $20. The principal is never going to return." But she believed anyway. And she kept her desk clean. And when the principal came up, she just had a grin on her face. And she looked at the principal, and the principal looked at her and saw her desk. And he grinned as big as the principal. Have you ever seen a principal grin? As big as a principal could possibly grin. And he peeled off a $20 bill, and he gave it to her. And she took it, and she put it on top of her desk. He looked at the rest of the room, and there wasn't one other desk that was clean. No one else kept themselves ready for the return of the principal. He then called the little girl up to the front, and he said, "What was it that made you keep your desk clean?" And she said, "I didn't have to clean it up. I kept it clean." She didn't have to clean it every day. When she used an eraser, she put it back in its place. When she used a pencil, she put the pencil back in its place. When she used a piece of paper, she put it back in its binder. She kept her desk in order, and she was ready for the principal all of the time. Well, Jesus said, "Be ready, because you don't know when I'm going to come back." And Jesus is going to come back for your life. And it's not your desk you need to keep clean, it's your life. And quite frankly, some of you here, your life is such a mess, you're not going to be able to clean it when he shows up. It's going to take months to clean your desk. But if you clean it now, and you keep it clean, and when you have a bad thought, you put it back in its place and you ask God to forgive you. When you do something that's wrong, Jesus' mercy endures forever, and he'll forgive you of anything if you just say, "Lord, will you forgive me?" And you put it back in its place. And when you take something in your life and you lose it, you just get it back in the right spot. You don't let things get out of place. You keep them in the right priority. You keep them in the right place. And your life stays neat. And listen, one day soon, the skies are going to part. And Jesus Christ is going to come through in all of his glory. And he will return for those who are ready, waiting, and watching. And we will forever be with the Lord. Now, I want to read you a passage here. And I'll read it quickly, but I want you to listen. This passage tells us how we're supposed to live while we're waiting. And there's a couple of things I want to point out, okay? It says, "But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write, for you yourselves know perfectly the day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace, safety, sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman. They shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of the light and sons of the day. We are not sons of the night and sons of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others, but let us be sober. For those who sleep, sleep in the night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love and the helmet of hope and salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we would live together with him." You know what he means when he says wake or sleep there? Whether we live or whether we die, whether we wake or whether we sleep, we shall be with him. No matter what we go through, no matter what we face, we will be with him. And no matter what kind of chaos we face today, because life turns on a dime. Things change always. If there's one thing you can be sure of, it's that life is going to change. And whatever happens in our lives, whatever comes our way, we know that we will be with the Lord, whether we wake or whether we sleep. It then goes on to say in verse 14, "Now we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly among you, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, and be patient to all. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good both for yourself and for all. Rejoice always and pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Pray with me, would you? Father, we want to thank you for all you have done in our lives, for the work of the Spirit. And we pray that your Holy Spirit would now take us through the rest of this day and the rest of this year and the year to come, and allow us to rejoice in all that you have given us, being thankful for everything and having the desks of our lives clean, so that when that sky parts and Jesus comes through, that we will be ready for him. And we thank you for this. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Go ahead and stand, please. And I think you might know this song. It might be a little familiar. No, I think it might be a lot familiar.
Oh, come, let us adore you. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord, for he alone is worthy.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. May Lord bless you. Drive safely, please. And may we be a grateful people. Amen. We've been given much. God bless.
Angels, we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Close.